Hello, Anchor! This is Anagara, your host, and welcome to episode 4 of Being a Microsoft Intern. It's already kind of the end of season 1, I guess. And since today I had to clean the house because tomorrow people will be over here, I'm going to opt for a quick episode, kind of quick update, so I can go to sleep as much as possible, because I've been kind of sleeping 6 hours max every day, and because my head is just so overwhelmed by everything, as you can imagine, it is not good to just sleep 6 hours. I really need to try to get a little bit more sleep next week. But first, before we kick off the official episode, we're going to take a few call-ins related to Microsoft, so let's go for it.
Hi Anna, how are you doing? I think you're very busy right there. Well, it seems that you're experimenting and exploring your new job, and well, that's part of the dailies of every people. So enjoy it and learn whatever you have to learn and get experience. That's what matters in life. Well, just wanted to reach out to you and to say success with everything you do. Take care. Bye.
Hello, Bilingual Corner. Thank you so much for calling. Hello to you from Portugal. Hello to Madrid. It's so fun that we're getting call-ins all over the world. Sometimes I even forget that, but it just makes this whole Anchor experience a lot more amazing. Thank you so much for the kind words and trying to bring positivity and making me understand that this is natural to everyone. I try to kind of be invincible and, you know, be perfect and not let myself get down by being the first week and having so much things that I don't understand. But it really is hard for me to feel like I'm not on top of things as I usually am. But still, I'm very much enjoying the internship. As the week has been progressing, I'm feeling more and more comfortable with the tasks that I have in hand, more and more excited about the upcoming tasks as well. And I'm really feeling like I can have an impact on the company. And that's just crazy to think about, because I'm just an intern and I've been there for just a few days, and I already feel like I can do something, and that I'm doing something practical and that has a result and that people care about. So just feeling that really makes me want to push forward. And honestly, I'm just really, really enjoying, and I'm learning something every day. I know it sounds cliche, but it really is true how much I've just learned this week that otherwise I couldn't have learned by just reading stuff online, which was what I was doing before I joined Microsoft. So yes, I'm enjoying the experience and trying to not take myself too seriously as well, but still being very responsible and carry this job the best way that I can.
Hey Anna, so here's a question for you. What are you most excited about learning on your entire internship there at Microsoft?
Hello, Santiago. It's so good to see you calling into the station. I really love it when you do, because, you know, you listen to my station every single day. So I really appreciate whatever you have to say. So thank you for calling in, and I hope that you do so more often. So, to answer your question, what am I most excited about learning? I would say I'm excited about things that are related to my position, my job. So, for example, excited about learning more about Facebook ads, because this is something that I have read a lot about, have searched a lot about, but there's nothing like getting into the job, learning by doing. I really believe so in terms of Facebook ads and then really understanding what works and what doesn't, so I can optimize stuff. So it's good to be on hands with this, because otherwise, why would I have Facebook ads? Like, I could have Facebook ads for like my articles or something, but I don't really see the point on investing money on my articles right now or this anchor station or anything. So otherwise, it would probably take me a while to kind of get my hands on Facebook ads. So I'm excited about learning more about that. I'm kind of excited to learn more about what works and what doesn't in terms of managing the Xbox community and just looking at the actual analytics and seeing what kind of posts are more effective or not. And also, the same way as Facebook ads, learning more about influencer marketing, which it's everywhere, really. Every company is using this right now, and I searched a lot about it and read a lot about it before I came to Microsoft. But yet again, there's nothing like getting right into the job, and I think it will be interesting to see how the process actually works with working with influencers. Are they easy to contact or not? How the process goes? How do they report back to you? And how much money is involved as well? I think it's interesting to understand. And then more general stuff. I'm kind of interested in understanding more about how a big corporation works, which is kind of one of the things that I've been learning so much during this week by listening to everyone explaining what their functions are, and how things work, about the structure, the processes, and everything. That's really one of the things that I've been learning most about this week, and I can't wait to know more about it and understand really what is the role of everyone in the company, especially those who are kind of related to me, people in my team especially. And I guess to finish, just learning about specific tools. I've already learned about some, more in terms of what the names are, but I really want to understand really how specific tools work and how they help Microsoft and help others achieve more. Yeah, and I guess those are the things that I want to learn more about as of this moment. So thank you, Santiago, for calling in. Now, getting into the actual episode, which is already kind of halfway through the episode, in fact, there's something that I wanted to share with you, which is related in terms of me and the rest of my colleagues, the people that I'm working directly. And so basically, in the Microsoft offices in Lisbon, what happens is it's kind of, imagine kind of a co-working space. It's really like open table style. So you have multiple kind of big tables that everyone can sit in. So you don't necessarily have to sit in the same exact spot every time because you have a computer and that computer is a laptop, so you can move it everywhere. I could be working on floor 3 or 2 or 1 in any of the tables and really people wouldn't care. But generally, it makes sense for people to sit kind of around in the same area because they need to kind of work with each other and feed off each other's information. I'm in my case, I'm mostly sitting with the rest of my colleagues who are working in the Xbox and Surface mainly division. So because I guess because I was so overwhelmed by everything that I had to do, and I wanted to do well, obviously. I was working very hard this week. And I guess most of the time, especially like during the first 2 days, I didn't interact much with my colleagues. But now, maybe today, I was able to kind of get into some of the specific jokes. Like I can, at first 2 days, I was kind of listening. I would maybe laugh, but now I'm kind of contributing to the joke, and that feels good because it feels like I'm kind of belonging to the family of the department now. So it is good. It's gonna take a while until I'm actually like into, let's say, the office jokes or understand office gossip or anything. But still, it's good to kind of see progress in that way and feel like I'm becoming more part of the department. And yeah, it's good. And I think sometimes, because I was working so hard, and right now I'm just extremely focused on what I have to do, because there's always things that I can do. Although it is my first week, I already have so many things that I can start working on. So I'm just very focused on doing that, and I guess that's why I also kind of maybe end up having a resting the acclaimed resting bitch face, because I'm just so focused on doing what I have to do. And honestly, I've mentioned this here on the Anchor Station before. I was kind of worried about working the 9 to 5, because I thought I would probably get distracted, not be able to carry out work that long and everything, be unmotivated. But really, it's not that. Right now, the hardest thing about working 9 to 5, which in my case in Portugal it's actually 9 to 6, and still I'm kind of leaving work usually at 6:30/7 p.m. The hardest thing is not having a lot of time when I go home, then, because work is very intense, and then I take about 45, 50 minutes to get home. And then if you count like having to do dinner and everything, you don't have like that many hours to really rest. And considering I have to record Anchor every day, which also kind of steals me about 1 hour each day, it really takes a lot. In terms of the other interns, because we were inserted to the company, into the company all at the same time, obviously I have a much better relationship with the rest of the interns, which I am not working directly with any of them. I'm the only intern in my department, although in some other departments there are interns who there are more there is more than one intern. In my case, there is not. Which I think it's good also, because it makes me kind of step out of my comfort zone. Otherwise, I would probably be hanging out only with the intern and everything. So I think that's good and it's all right. But it's interesting to see how through this week there is already, like, when you have your crew, your squad, whatever, you can already see like the roles that specific people are playing. You always like have the person who is very like precise about everything, wants to do the right work, stays to work a little late. Then you have the slack one who's always telling, "Ah, I don't do this, I don't do that. You think I care? Ha ha ha." There's like the flirty ones. There's the ones who are constantly making inappropriate jokes. That's probably me. But yeah, you can definitely see like some like specific personalities and roles within the crew. And honestly, it kind of feels like it's still university. So I think that's quite interesting and cool to see. And today, after work, we decided, we planned that we would go to a bar. So that was nice as well. We were able to chill for a little and get to know each other better. And I know tomorrow night they're having a dinner for the interns, but I'm not going because I already had plans made quite a while ago. And talking about getting to know someone better, I'm gonna give all the secrets now, and I'll tell you what it is that you have to ask someone to know if they're compatible with you. Da, da, da. So usually, I think there are two very crucial questions which instantly make you connect with someone or not. Besides like trying to get into very like personal questions like what do you think about religion or what do you think about sexuality and global warming, but I think people might get too offended by it, or if you don't have a close relationship with people yet, I think those questions can come off a little bit too strong. In Portugal, I would say it's not that bad, but for example, if you're talking about a country like UK or China, probably people will not handle it very well unless you have a close relationship with them already. So I would say, kind of a global thing, two of the most important things that you can ask someone and understand if you have something in common, if you're going to be compatible for the future, is understanding, okay, what music do you listen to? Now, most people will answer, oh, I listen to everything. I don't really have one artist. That's so hard, blah, blah. But then you ask them, okay, but what really plays on Spotify this last week or anything? And then you kind of start to get a little bit more specific. Or what's your favorite artist? But still, that's some people don't know how to answer that. I'm constantly like assessing myself. What is my favorite artist? What is my favorite artist? And kind of have a mental list that I have to review every time. And the second question is, what TV shows do you watch? Because what TV shows do you watch says a lot about a person. And especially when you go back to those old, like, guilty pleasure TV shows, teenage shows, I guess, that's where you can really, really connect with someone. In my case, if someone kind of watches Pretty Little Liars, Vampire Diaries, 90210, all of those, like, shows that I was used to watch in my teenage years, I can really connect with them. In fact, I would say that friends who watch TV shows together stick together. And I've seen this happen. If you know someone and you suddenly start watching a TV show together, or someone is already watching a TV show and you're able to convince the other person to join you on watching that TV show, I'm like 100% sure that your relationship will become stronger for that. I think one of the things that kind of shaped me and my mom's relationship, and the reason why we're not as close anymore, obviously there's a lot of reasons for it, but one of the reasons is that we don't watch TV shows together almost anymore because I'm almost never at home. I go home as of now once a month. I might see her 2, 3 times a month, but every time that we're here in Lisbon, there's so much to see, so much to explore. It's not like we're going to watch a TV show. And I can't wait for my mom to watch 3 episodes of a TV show in a month. It doesn't really make a lot of sense. But when I was in high school, me and my mom, we would w every time I would watch a TV show, m or almost every time, I would watch it with my mom, and my mom would follow all of my TV shows. And that would bring us a lot closer because she would know the storyline, and we would have laughs over it, discuss it, and just spend time together. And it was kind of part of a ritual. And then as I went to university, it started getting harder because obviously I was in Lisbon while my mom was in my hometown. And then the process was, okay, I'm waiting for you, because you at that time TV shows that I was watching, they were mostly like releasing one episode a week, so it wouldn't like do too much damage to only see each other once a week or once every 2 weeks, so we could still watch on Friday, Saturday when I would come home. But still, it was already not the same thing because we wouldn't watch TV shows as often. It would be like once a week, and then I would get so tired from coming back home those first days that I would fall asleep or she would fall asleep. So it was not the same thing. And right now it's very much non-existence, and I do miss that. And sometimes we're together and I'm like, I'm gonna watch a TV show. And she watches it as well, but she has no connection to the TV show because she never watches it, so it's not really like, well, like we can discuss it. She might enjoy it, but it's very, very much a different relationship. So that was it for today's episode. It was quite a short episode. Tomorrow, because I have plans at night, it's going to be very hard to create a episode for this series for being a Microsoft intern. But I will almost 100% sure do it. If I don't do it, then I'll do it on Saturday morning. So, guys, I'll see you tomorrow. Wish me a good day, last day of work, a Friday day. Although it's Friday, last day of the week, I'm just as motivated and I want to do good work before the weekend. So, see you tomorrow and have a wonderful day. Don't forget to call in with your questions. Bye bye.